This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And you may have missed the news yesterday. World War III didn't happen, and then today it kept not happening. And the allegation as it stands...
I'm for that, by the way.
I am also...
Put me down as happy that World War III isn't happening.
But the allegation today is that... The entire thing was staged. I mean, there's no doubt, there seems to be no doubt that Iran did in fact fire 12 missiles at targets in Iran.
Okay.
But this allegation has surfaced that it was worked out prior to the Iranian government launching the missiles, that the bases would be empty, there would be no loss to military personnel.
Is there any evidence to this claim?
There is a screenshot of a tweet that I have not actually looked up from an Iranian government official,
okay,
in Arabic, making this assertion before the missiles were launched. That is the only evidence I've seen. I don't read Arabic. And
right.
Will hasn't really been particularly responsive over the last several months, so I can't just be like, hey, is this translation of this actually accurate?
Right.
The best I can do is send it through Google Translate. And as I said, I haven't actually done that yet. I do intend to.
Okay.
But regardless, it's curious that Iran managed to send 12 missiles at American military bases in Iraq,
well,
and killed...
Iraqi military bases that Americans were stationed at.
Okay.
I think it's a better way to describe it.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were occupied. And this is, of course, after the Iraqi government voted to expel the U.S. military.
Right.
And I imagine... I'm no jingoist, you know, obviously, but I imagine the response from the military was, we invaded you... And we took this place. This is ours now.
Well, actually, the response was, okay, we'll leave. And then it was like, oh, no, just kidding. We're not going to.
Okay.
Which is funny.
Yeah. I mean, it was an illegal invasion, and now the land is occupied.
By illegal, what do you mean, the invasion?
Well, it was against international law, at the very least. It was against America.
There was a coalition. It wasn't UN, all right?
It was not sanctioned by Congress. It was not declared.
There was a use of force. There wasn't a declaration of war, but Congress...
Well, that makes it illegal by default, in my opinion.
If
you're going to have a war, you should at least have the decency.
I just want you to make be able to. I just want you to have an opportunity to make your case.
Sure.
I will tell you that when you get attorneys together, you get 10 attorneys in a room, you'll probably have 15 different legal opinions.
Oh,
so your opinion is worth a glass of warm spit.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Just say it.
Whether it was illegal or not, it was definitely immoral, and it was, you know, it was sold as a lie to the American public.
Unnecessary, and lies were there. Lots of good arguments for not going into Iraq. Yeah.
I could see casus belli, I think is the term, a just war. I could see the possibility of one of those existing.
Let me run a few of them by you and see what you think about them, because this is what, you know, we libertarians, especially you and I, get this sort of rap as... And so anti-war that we would be, like, the nations that we controlled.
No,
where we
I'll give you an example right now.
The
Uyghur Muslims in China.
Doing what?
Being tortured by the Chinese government.
That much I understand.
If ever there was going to be a just war,
so
it would be the invasion of China to free the Uyghur Muslims.
The U.S. invading China to free the Uyghurs.
Yes. Okay. No more than that. Not occupying, just going in, setting these people free, getting them the hell out.
So what about the Muslims that were being harmed in Serbia, Bosnia, Bosnia-Herzegovina or whatever the hell it's called, that whole, the Balkans area.
Well, you can't save the world, but when you have a sufficiently large population suffering beneath the heads of their government,
so,
and their government has supreme authority over them, so that the chance of revolting against this are non-existent.
So Bill Clinton's his whole conflict there was okay. Serbian war.
No. I'm saying exactly the opposite, because the population there was not sufficiently large to justify something on the scale of a war.
Well, it's a pretty large population. Now they have their own countries. I mean, I don't know how many Uyghurs are in China.
There are millions in the prisons in China.
Okay.
The Xinjiang province.
I'll take your word for that there are millions in the prisons. I would presume that there's more than a million Muslims that were, you know.
I don't know the population of Bosnia.
Okay. So
and I'm not going to pretend to.
What number is acceptable?
Do you know how
Does
young,
it have to be a million?
Do you know how
young I
was
I
when Bosnia
that.
Happened? I know almost nothing about it.
I don't know a great deal about it either. So that's interesting that you're in on that one. I would not be. I'm not
saying I'm in on Bosnia.
I'm of the opinion.
That is not what I said.
The United States should sell arms to the Uyghurs, but no. Going in and saving them, I'm not for.
I think selling them weapons is a ship that has sailed.
Yep, long ago.
Yeah.
Probably true.
I think that would have been the significantly better option. So I guess we could make the case that the war isn't justified because America had the opportunity to do something about this indirectly and opted not to. I mean, they have no problem selling arms to Saudi Arabia, right? Why not the Muslims in China?
Yeah, and I think that the problem is that the United States government limits the limits the companies that sell arms, and so, you know, companies that could have gotten arms to the Uyghurs now can't.
Yeah, which is also not good.
What about Kuwait? The Kuwait had a contract, an agreement, a treaty with the United States for protection and that sort of thing. Presuming you do not believe the Saddam Hussein administration, that they were given the go-ahead by the United States to invade and then went ahead and did it. So let's just slide that off the table and just say that...
Okay, so Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Iraq invades Kuwait.
Okay.
The United States goes in and stops the invasion of Kuwait, which is that they're, you know, they have a treaty.
Well, I would say it would be immoral to enter into that sort of agreement in the first place.
Well,
I'm generally not a fan of defensive pact treaties, you know.
So Kuwait's just gone?
What would Kuwait have done if the United States was attacked, you know?
Oh, well.
It's completely
one-sided.
I'm sure
that Kuwait sent a few people to the second Iraq war to support the United States' Gang of Nations or whatever the heck they called that thing.
Yeah, the immoral invasion that we started this segment off discussing. So I'm not a fan of that from the start either. So
that's about treaties, not about...
Here's 12 soldiers and a tank. We're going to support your illegal invasion.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not... A mutual defense pact, maybe.
What about the Revolutionary War? The some percentage of people in the United States are upset at taxes to pay for a war that supported them, the French and Indian War, and they don't want to pay those taxes, so they call them intolerable.
Well, none of it should be paid for with theft.
Well,
first of all,
just saying, I'm trying to find out which wars, besides sending the United States military in to go save the Uyghurs in China, which apparently up to this point have not wanted to save themselves, that you support. So
I didn't necessarily say that I support it.
Okay.
I said that I believe it would be a justified war.
All right.
I don't want it to happen, but if it were to happen, I would say, okay, well, this isn't the most immoral thing the United States government has ever done.
All right. fine. What about the Revolutionary War? What you know of the Revolutionary War, was it a just war for the U.S. to have, what was at that point not the U.S. to have fought?
It was the expulsion of an occupying force.
Correct.
So I would say yes.
All right. Well, that's, I don't disagree with you on that one.
That's just self-defense.
I will point this out. In retrospect, Canada did not expel the Brits, and the United States did, and they are marginally as free as each other today. Canada showing up slightly more economically free than the U.S., but just saying, it probably didn't actually matter. It's interesting on a world...
You're not wrong.
Worldwide scale, though.
Yeah. But anyway, what are your thoughts on Justified War? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord call-in lines that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, bank transfer, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, local.bitcoin.com. So the question has been asked, and we have an article here from Salon that we're going to get into, whether or not the missile strikes from Iran, the retaliation for the murder of General whatever, was arranged between the American government and the Iranian government to allow the Iranian government...
A conspiracy theory is afoot.
Well, I get that the American military is really, really good at blowing things up.
Yeah.
And because of that, they have become very, very good at not getting blown up. So I have no doubt, you know, that they detected these missiles as soon as they were launched. And within minutes had the exact trajectory and landing locations calculated, barring and probabilities of errors and all this other crap, because that's what they do. They have very advanced software that does this.
I don't know that I would, if I was Iran and I wanted to launch missiles that kind of just hit the dirt and blowed up, I don't think I would trust my safety to just, you know, the United States figuring it out.
That's true.
I would have to, you know... I'd have to get some foreknowledge that, hey, we're sending missiles your way. It's just it's what we got to do, but don't worry about it.
That seems to be the allegation. I'm looking it up now because I didn't look it up during the break because you and I were just discussing other things. But so evidently, according to Slate, fake news may have just allowed the United States and Iran to avoid an all-out war, which is good because that's what I expected. I mean...
You expected an all-out war,
yeah,
not fake news.
Yeah, the U.S. military has a bit of an ego problem. The U.S. has a bit of an ego problem, right? You see 12 missiles launched at American military bases, and the response from the average American is, burn Iran to the ground. Turn it into a parking lot. That's right. Their favorite expression.
So, I would agree with you that... that a lot of people would go for that. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what to think about it all at this point. I was kind of expecting, you know, some back and forth and maybe something would go wrong. And then there would be, you know, there might be a war on our hands. I'm hoping it's not. But for me, I was just in it for the memes, the WW3 memes. But, right. I'm not sure what was I wasn't sure what was going to happen. So I do kind of believe that this might be a conspiracy. So go ahead, let's go with the article.
So on Tuesday night, many of us participated in the odd and quintessentially Trump-era ritual of watching a geopolitical crisis unfold in real time on Twitter. Now, yeah. This is coming from Slate, so it's going to be a bit left-leaning because geopolitical crises are not new. It's like they don't remember Russia invading Crimea.
Crimea, yeah.
Crimea, or Georgia, right?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's all fine. Everything's fine as long as there's a Democrat in the White House. Yeah.
Yeah. So a retaliatory Iranian missile strike seemed at first like the beginning of a full-scale war, which is what, you know, most people, self-included, actually thought was going to happen because the United States always has its finger on the trigger, and it's not hesitant to pull that button. Or I pulled the trigger.
Well,
I didn't want to say the word trigger again, but there's really no other...
Push the button. So, I don't know whether I think that's true or not. You could consider the decades the United States and Russia have had nukes launched at each other. Nukes to launch, aimed at each other. And nothing happened. No, flock of seagulls, no weather patterns, nothing caused one or the other side to launch.
Well, launching a nuclear weapon is a bit extreme.
But
I mean, you're going
you do want to get it off relatively quickly. You have a certain amount of time, time window to do it. So I would imagine there were quite a few.
There were, and there have been entire books written about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, there was the Russian general or the Russian admiral or whatever in the submarine in the Gulf of Mexico, and he received a command to launch the nuclear weapon that he had, and he did not do it.
Right.
I don't remember if he received the command or he received something or no command. There was a blackout from Moscow or something, and the standing order was to launch.
There is more than one story, yeah.
Yeah, so. But as usual, along with breaking news and statements from officials, there was an awful lot of analysis, propaganda, and complete nonsense. The spread of misinformation and bad faith conjecture in our post-truth world has, in other contexts, inflamed tensions and inspired violence. And again, I have to point out that this whole post-truth thing is not new. It's like they forgot Bill Clinton standing in front of the UN Council saying, that depends on what the meaning of is.
Bill Clinton did that? Okay.
Yeah, that's a direct quote.
I know the quote, but I didn't know where he was.
Yeah. It was during the UN panel or whatever it was that they did.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, this post-truth thing isn't new. This time, the power of fake news, though, might have actually stopped a dangerous situation from getting even more deadly. Iran fired 15 missiles at two bases hosting U.S. troops that were heavily fortified and unnoticed after days of warning from Tehran that it would soon retaliate for the killing of their general. The U.S. had plenty of notice after the missiles were launched thanks to early warning systems, and no one was killed. U.S. officials believe the Iranians deliberately targeted the missiles in order to avoid casualties. That's an interesting allegation from U.S. officials.
Yeah, I'm looking at one picture here of what presumably is where one of the missiles hit, and it's just a hole in the ground. I mean, not even a deep hole. It says Iraqi Kurds inspect a crater reportedly caused by an Iranian missile initially fired at Iraqi bases housing U.S. and other U.S.-led coalition troops in the Iraq Kurdish town of whatever that is, and on January 8th, 2020. So, you know. This is just nothing. This is just somebody dug a hole.
So, four of the missiles, I think, didn't actually hit anything, right? But you wouldn't know any of this from Iranian state television. According to Reuters, state networks claimed that 80 American terrorists had been killed and that the bases had sustained heavy damage in what Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. Called a crushing response.
Well, I mean, it's not like it isn't still a totalitarian theocracy, right? They have to have their story for their on the inside.
Right.
They have some fake news.
And that seems to be the whole point behind the launches in the first place, is to just allow the Iranian government to save face.
And they could have just said they launched something and not shut anything at all. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
It's not like anybody who believes this is going to check.
What do you think? 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Members of Congress are taking part in briefings regarding the intelligence that led to the decision to kill terrorist Qassem Soleimani. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger from Illinois sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was in one of those briefings, and he tells Fox News,
"Yeah, listen, in 10 years of being here, it was the most revealing classified brief I think we've had in a large setting like that in terms of what they revealed. What's amazing to me, actually one of my biggest annoyances is as the Democrats came up to talk about it, they just couldn't take yes or no, whatever it is, for an answer."
President Trump also confirms no Americans were harmed after Iran fired more than a dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces, and alcohol-related deaths have doubled over the past two decades. Most of the deaths were from middle-aged men, but experts say women are starting to close the gap. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about the Edge. While I got so used last night to having three people say things that my brain was just waiting for person number three to say something. Very weird. So the Edge wallet is the mobile wallet that I use for holding my cryptocurrency. It's great. It's sleek. It's fast. It relies on a username, password, and PIN system that is unique as far as my experience has been in the crypto world.
Unique and better.
Significantly better.
Right. So if you, for instance, lose your phone with your Edge wallet on it, and you go buy a new phone, you download the Edge app, you enter your username and password, and pling, there's all your funds.
Yeah. And, of course, you can do this with other wallets using that 24-word passphrase or whatever, but you don't have to do that with the Edge wallet.
But you can memorize your username and password. It is unlikely that you will memorize your 24-word thingamajigger, and so you got to go look for it.
Yeah, and hope that you can find it. Edge doesn't deal with any of that crap. It's user-controlled. You always have your money. You can use it to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Visit edge.app to find out more about it. Again, that's edge.app. Or just download it from the Google Play or iOS stores and see what it's all about. It's really a great wallet. I was using it long before I ever mentioned it here on Free Talk Live for those who are curious. It's great.
Yeah, I'm delighted that we have them.
It also has a really cool, the username system. It allows multiple people to use the same wallet installation without having access to other people's money. And I love that because it allows me to more easily manage various cryptocurrency accounts that I need to manage. Like one for Ladies Night Out coming up in ForkFest is great. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, the Iranian government, to the surprise of, like, no one, is out there saying that they killed 80 Americans in the attack, and the American government's like, what? Nobody died? Thankfully, I guess.
Right. I mean, I'm not looking for any American soldiers to die, but believe me, and had they, I think this would be an entirely different day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The American government would have retaliated immediately. They would have immediately launched an invasion over the death of even, like, maybe five American soldiers would have caused it, I think.
Right.
But because none of that happened, it's actually getting de-escalated, which is good news, actually. It's surprisingly good news. So, Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif signaled that the attacks had concluded and that no more measures would be forthcoming, which is an odd thing for a nation to say after it launches missiles at another nation. So, okay, we're done now, but thanks.
That is, it's another piece of the puzzle that may make this just one big charade between the two of them to allow Iran to save face.
That is what I think is going on. Well, I don't know if I can even say unfortunately, because, I mean, what really happened here is that some military equipment got destroyed, and that's bad because it means people are going to be taxed and have their currency inflated in order to buy for, you know, the replacement military equipment, but
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. So he also referred to international law to justify the attack, evidently a blatant misrepresentation, as the article he cites allows for self-defense, not reprisal. I don't know. This sort of action between nations, I say, would blur the lines between retaliation and self-defense. Should they have waited until the American military invaded?
To fire the missiles?
Yeah. To do anything back?
No. That's what they should have done. So this was definitely a reprisal. They, you know, the Soleimani guy gets killed.
Yeah.
And
assassinated.
That's fine. You can use the term. Whatever term you like. I agree with you. Assassinated sounds fine. And then basically the United States says, that's it. That's what we're doing. And as far as I'm concerned, the guy put on the uniform and, you know, he's arrayed against the United States. Yeah, you know, this is armies doing army things.
Right.
Unsurprising.
It's the state being the
no
state.
No widows and orphans here. I mean, and then Iran
and caught
says,
up in all this entire mess, speaking of widows and orphans, is the 737 that crashed shortly after takeoff in Iran.
One's very, very curious situation.
It is,
we
but...
We don't know what happened there.
I lean toward coincidence, because based on what the Iranian government has said and done since and prior to the attacks, I just don't see it being likely that they destroyed the plane. And the American military, I don't believe it likely that they would have. I think it probably just crashed, unfortunate though that is.
Yeah. Certainly isn't good for Boeing. It was a 737, which they've been having some trouble with.
Oh. Well, there we go. Just bad timing, I guess.
Yeah. So this is retaliatory, in my opinion. And yes, if they were going to use missiles in self-defense, they would wait until the United States invaded. That's what self-defense means.
I guess that's a fair point, because their general was in Iraq.
Yep.
So he was technically.
They didn't violate
their property.
Iranian airspace to kill this guy.
Right. So
Iraqi airspace, which they did not have an agreement from Iraq to do it. So you could make that argument, and the Iraq, whatever their version of Congress is, has voted to kick the United States out. We'll see how that goes.
There are interesting things going on in Iraq. It's not just that vote. You know, they also, I think it was 300 Iraqi civilians went and burned down an Iranian consulate yesterday, or last night, rather.
Well,
it's It's curious. They're sending a clear message of, hey, we want all of you invaders and foreign puppet masters to get the hell out.
I'm not sure that's what they're trying to do. Remember, an Iraqi citizen is no one thing. This is this right. This crocoduck that Bush's crocoduck, right? So
once I'm not familiar with the term crocoduck. Is that a crocodile sewed to a duck?
It's a hybrid okay. thing. So you've got the Kurds, you've got the Sunnis, the Sunnis, and you got the Shiites. So the Baathists are the Sunnis. And I don't know what if there was another term for the Shiites. And the Shiites control the Congress. They're the ones who voted the United States out because, hey, you blew up our Sunni, our Shiite friend, and we were liking him, and arrangements were being made, and all that stuff.
Okay.
So then the Sunnis probably, my guess is, went and said, oh yeah, well, we know how to handle this, and burn down the Iranian consulate, and the Kurds are just like, oh my God, somebody get us out of here.
All the more reason the United States should never have been involved in this mess in the first place.
No, the United States certainly should not have been involved in this mess in the first place. But had it gone in there and just separated them based on sort of ethnic lines, probably would have made a lot more sense. But that was predetermined with Turkey to not happen because Turkey does not want a Kurdish state on its borders.
Why not?
Because it has Kurds in Turkey, and it does not intend to give up any of its land. The Turks don't want the Kurds to have their own homeland because they're contentious folks, and they will take more Turkish land for a larger homeland.
You think the Kurds would?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I see. I don't follow it that close. I just know it's sectarian religious denomination nonsense that more often than not gets escalated to just absurd degrees because they are ridiculous religious believers. Not that all religious believers are ridiculous, but these who are willing to kill and die for their beliefs and where they can't even cooperate long enough to expel the occupying forces, that is a dangerous and ineffective religious belief.
Yeah, so when you want to dominate somebody else to get them to believe your religious belief, that's when you know that you've gone way over the line. If you, as far as I'm concerned, holding on to your religious beliefs in the face of discrimination, martyrdom and a variety of other things, it's probably laudable.
Sure.
I mean, even if I don't agree with your religion, whatever it might be.
Yeah. So Trump, surprisingly, considering, this is Donald Trump, is actually attempting to de-escalate the situation. And more on that in just a moment. But what do you think? 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we're talking about Iran. Observers held their breath, apparently, to see if Trump, who doesn't take insults lightly, would get the message. Just a few minutes later, Trump remarkably took this invitation to de-escalate, tweeting a bizarrely chipper "all is well" message, brushing off the attack, as if he hadn't promised just days earlier to bomb 52 sites in Iran if the country's leaders even thought about trying to avenge their assassinated general.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a statement from the White House on Friday morning, Trump may not have lied as blatantly as Iranian state television, but he was certainly misleading. He began by stating dramatically, "As long as I am president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon," which ignores the fact that his own actions resulted in Iran resuming enrichment activities that bring it closer to a nuclear weapon. It also ignores the documented reality that Iran isn't attempting to build a nuclear weapon.
Well,
there is literally no evidence to support the allegation that they even want one.
That is irrelevant to the statement, "While I am president, Iran will have no nuclear weapons." So
okay,
Trump is correct on both of these points. And this is, Slate, your slip is showing. Your little pink slip is showing. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's fine. Whatever.
You are technically correct.
I'm very correct.
The best kind of correct.
Trump simply said that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon while he's on his watch. Now, that's either a true or false statement. It will remain to be seen. But neither one of these points that this auspicious author over at Slate, who hates everything Republican and will write an anti-libertarian article at the drop of their little red beret.
In fact, it's even worse than this, because the author of this article implies, well, he doesn't even imply, he explicitly suggests that Iran's resuming enrichment activities that bring it closer to a nuclear weapon, as though Iran is actively working toward a nuclear weapon. So this author has fully bought into the whole Iran wants to nuke the world.
I don't think the author has. It's just saying that Trump is responsible for Iran increasing enrichment. And there are reasons to enrich besides a nuclear weapon. However, I don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. It sounds like a very bad world. But
nuclear weapons exist. You know, yeah. I don't want nuclear weapons.
I don't want Pakistan to have one either, but they do.
But they do exist.
Likely, you know? North Korea has one. Don't want them to have it. There's a whole bunch of places. I don't want the United States to have them. I don't want anybody to have them.
Right.
I think that they're, you know, bad stuff, but they're not going anywhere.
Have them, right. And they're not going anywhere. So I'm a fan of the I should be able to buy a nuclear weapon type of armed defense advocate.
I am not. I don't know. I don't have a good argument to make here other than people use the guns that they legally buy at this point to murder themselves, murder their families, and do terrible things. That people go into schools and shoot up students whom they've never met to right some wrong that is only clear to their insane minds.
And you're concerned about what that type of person would do
with a nuclear weapon, right? There's no way.
I think someone that unhinged would find it extremely difficult to afford a nuclear weapon.
They certainly do today.
Like,
one would presume that Bill Gates, should he wish to have one, could probably acquire a nuclear weapon, right?
Yes, I think that's probably a safe assumption.
So what you're saying is you'd like to see the price of nuclear weapons lowered.
Yes.
Okay.
Make them $50.
Would not.
Get a 3-pack at Sam's Club.
So now you're talking about these crazy people buying 3-packs for $50 at Sam's Club. Or is it 3-pack for $150 or 3-pack for $50?
3-pack for $50.
I don't want to misstate. Just to make sure.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Now we have something.
I don't know if I would want to buy a $17.33 nuclear weapon, you know?
I don't want it either. However,
buy the top shelf nuke brand.
That what that says to me is that somebody would buy it and somebody would use it, and there's plenty of suicidal people that are also homicidal in the offing. So
sure.
I don't have good arguments as to why people shouldn't be able to get them, but I haven't seen a lot of the few libertarians that I see address this. They don't make the greatest arguments, from what I can tell.
No, and I have no argument that it should happen, other than the fact that, you know, they exist. Someone is going to have them, and if it's concentrated in the hands of one person or just the ultra rich, then we're right back under the heels of an oppressive state that can force us to comply,
because the ultra rich already own the state. And
well, even if there was no state, like even if we had ANCAP paradise, right, but suddenly, oh yeah, we can also buy nuclear weapons, the only people who would be able to afford them would be the ultra rich. And it's not a stretch of the imagination to imagine the ultra-rich saying, hey, we have 15 nukes here. We can get whatever we want from this entire landmass of people by threatening to use them.
I don't think
and
you could.
And just like that, you have a new state.
I don't think it necessarily would work like that, because once people are free, then you're like, oh, well, we've got bombs, though. It doesn't really work that well. To get them sort of, you know, back in line. Plenty of them would be like, oh, yeah, well, go ahead, pull the trigger, especially the millennials. You know, go ahead.
That would be exactly my response.
Right.
So, okay.
And the ultra-rich would have to be in one location, and so far they're not really doing that.
But in order to destroy the nuclear weapon, though, or to keep them out of the hands of anyone, we have to destroy the science behind them, the knowledge
There's no way to get rid of nuclear weapons. I will agree with you. And I will...
Pandora's box, man. You think humans would learn by now, but no, we're going to go ahead and invent these other new, greater nuclear weapons and chemical weapons and biological weapons.
Nuclear weapons are certainly the creation of the state.
Yeah.
And
the free market has no use for a nuclear weapon.
Not really. I mean, maybe by now it would have happened. Nuclear, if you consider the creation of the atomic weapon, the beginning of the nuclear age, and, you know, that's been 70 something years since then. So we could have done it, we could have done it in that amount of time. Sure. It could have been done. I don't know why, but it could have been. I don't know why they want to go send people to Mars, but they want to. So there you go.
Let's go to the phones. We got Ralph calling from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you were talking about that, the airliner that got shot down earlier and wondering, you know, how that figures into, you know, everything there. But, it's not like America ever shot down an Iranian passenger plane. Iran Air 655, 3rd of July, 1988. A missile from the USS Vincentes. 290 Iranians were murdered. You know, just
I'm curious.
Well, you say this airliner was shot down, but as far as I've seen, there's no evidence to support that particular.
No.
Plane.
He's saying that an Iranian airliner was shot down.
Right.
In 1988. Yeah. The United States has shot down an Iranian passenger airliner historically.
Right.
Is what's being said here.
Right.
And that is accurate. However, I'm curious about one thing. In a world where one has sea-to-air missiles, those missiles will necessarily take down the wrong plane at some point, right? You fire enough missiles, at some point or another, you got a bad shot.
Hypersonic weapons.
What's that?
Not with hypersonic missiles. They're pretty accurate.
No, I don't mean that they missed. They just thought they thought it was a combat aircraft. And did the United States ever make reparations to these Iranian families that were harmed in this?
I don't know, but
I don't either.
See, we're being pulled in. You know, Mossad, their slogan is a war by deception, and it just reminds me of the USS Liberty attack, where Israel attacked the USS Liberty and killed 34 sailors and wounded another 171. And they fired missiles, machine guns, they napalmed our troops.
But why would they do it?
Torpedoes. Oh, because they wanted to start a nuclear war, and they wanted to bomb Cairo. Do you realize that our planes were 6 minutes from Cairo with nuclear bombs, that we were going to bomb Cairo, and they couldn't sink the ship, so our planes were called back. And even President Johnson was in on it, where he said, what was his quote?
Ralph, do you mind sticking around for a minute? Because you seem to know quite a bit more about the history of various saber-rattling things in the Middle East, and I don't know anything about it. But we'll be back with more of this discussion. What's going on in the Middle East? 855-450-3733.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.